League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
Texans are there, and the Texans are in the playoffs. An emotional C.J. Stroud gets his young team into the postseason with a record of 10-7 and a win on the road here in Indianapolis in Week 18.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
Hey, 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 it's Bud Albert, and I'm going to sing a song for you. And I'm going to show you a thing or two.
I can beat me.
What do you mean that's late? That's good stuff.
He's just playing Fat Albert.
I know, but Fat Albert, when was the last time you heard Fat Albert? That's good stuff.
What's creative about that? That's lazy. He just played it. He just said, let's just play this song, Fat Albert.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, hey. I guess tomorrow we'll hear Welcome Back, Cotter.
Welcome back.
We should have played. He should have had something great.
Your dreams are your ticket out.
Look what happened yesterday. Or Saturday, actually. And, well, no, yesterday because of Jacksonville. This is huge stuff. This is huge stuff.
What?
A division championship after being the laughingstock in all of football? And it just gets a Fat Albert?
Hey, hey, hey. You're like class on a Saturday. You're like school on a Saturday.
No class. So, well, let me ask you this. So, this is the seventh time the Texans have won and been in the playoffs, won the division.
No big deal.
You know how many times they've played on Saturday afternoon?
I don't.
Seven.
Okay. Well, they're not headliners.
Why?
But it's
after what we saw Saturday night.
Yeah.
You know what I fear?
They're not a headline organization yet, but it's changing with C.J. Stroud.
I kind of fear though that Puka Nacua got the last headlines yesterday, picking up receiving and receiving yards and receptions. I don't know.
Beating a rookie who won the division, he has no chance. You can bet anything you want on Puka Nacua, he's going to lose.
Well, I hope you're right.
Yeah,
but
he's not going to be close.
What's more important is
Will Anderson has got a shot at Defensive Player of the Year now.
Yeah.
Because Jalen Carter and the Eagles have gone in the absolute and complete toilet.
Oh, my God.
The one that's actually in more – I think that C.J. Stroud is more locked in than Jalen Carter is as defensive rookie – offensive rookie and defensive rookie. Kobe Turner for the Rams also has a stake in the defensive rookie of the year. But, no, Nakua's going to get his votes, but I think ultimately the quarterback wins that award.
Yeah, I mean, Nakua's going to get votes, though.
Yeah, he's going to get
votes.
Make no mistake. Well, he should get votes.
He should.
His year's been incredible. CJ's year's been incredible. These two guys have Pro Bowl years.
Yeah.
For anybody.
No,
for
right.
any quarterback.
No. Well, Nakua actually made the Pro Bowl team, and CJ's first alternate.
Yeah, and you could have argued for CJ.
Yeah. Oh, no, he had a better year. Well, he had a better year than Patrick Mahomes. He did. He just did.
No, you don't have to stop, pull up on that. He did.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Patrick Mahomes can barely beat
the
Chargers at home. I watched it. I watched the first half up here, and then I watched the second half at home.
With the kids. And with Snacks, he was crying.
Snacks was not home. He was watching his friends eat them. But here's what he told me yesterday. Because I've always been under the belief, and I've known with knowledge, that Snacks, he likes the Colts first and the Texans second. He told me yesterday, I just want you to know,
I am cheering for the Browns and to beat the Texans, and I am never cheering for the Texans ever again. For as long as I live, it's a trash organization. It's a trash city. I said, we live here. What do you mean? He goes, I don't care. As long as the Texans are in it, it's a trash city. And I actually have come to hate the Texans now. And I said, that's how I knew that he's getting hit. Like, sports is hurting his feelings, which is good. It builds character for sports to hurt your feelings. And I'm like, good. You know, his godfather, Chris Ballard, grew up here in Texas City with the Oilers in their heyday. And he was a Steelers fan. And the Steelers were our absolute rivals. They were a lot like the Peyton Manning Colts, where you had no, you just couldn't beat them. Like, they were just the evil empire. So I guess he's taken after him. But hey, you know, you can cry all you want, cry a river of tears. Texans are in the playoffs, and they won the division because Jacksonville has also gone.
Oh, they're the worst. Well, I don't know who finished worse.
Jacksonville.
Okay, Dolphins. Jacksonville. Or Philadelphia?
Well, I think Philadelphia. I mean, Philadelphia losing four of the last five, including. Now, Dallas was going to win. As long as they beat Washington, they won the division, right? So that, I mean, it still is not a good look to. Well, the concern here for Philadelphia is Jalen Hurts. Ever since David Carr may have been right, by the way. David Carr is probably right. You should. I don't like the way he said it.
Right.
I don't like the way he said it. But, or he could have been more tactful in how he said it. But maybe Jalen Hurts should have sat down for a little bit when he was hurt, because they've now lost, I think it's five of the last six, or four of the last five, for sure. They've lost four of the last five. For me, it's them. I mean, four of the last five against some average opponents. They should have lost at home to Buffalo. Got kind of a miraculous win there. But Jacksonville, you know, they had some quarterback. They had some injured. They had injured quarterback, which hurt them. But still, they lost division to the Texans.
The Dolphins lost three of their last five to lose out on the division last night, and to go from the two seed to what, the sixth seed? They're the sixth seed now. Holy crap!
That's unbelievable.
Jaguars fell all the way out of the playoffs. The Jaguars might be the one. I mean, as bad they have been.
You're awful.
You're
in a fairly weak division, and you don't even make the playoffs.
10-7 division.
You were in a great spot.
Listen, the only division worse is the NFC South, or 9-8.
Yeah.
Every other division winner, 13 wins, 11 wins, 11 wins.
Wait, but hold on. NFC East, though. If you're the NFC East, you've got Washington and the Giants twice.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got four games where you should rack up. And NFC East played
if you're the NFC South, you've got Tampa, New Orleans, Falcons, and Panthers.
Oh, yeah.
You've got four.
But Tampa's one of the not great teams either.
No, right. None of them are.
Well, we played that division.
Yeah, I know.
But here's the problem. Oh. Lost to Carolina, lost to the Falcons. Falcons just fired head coach Arthur Smith. It just came out. So the Texans got that coach fired.
Did you see
Well, we didn't get him fired with we lost to him.
Yeah. So did you see the Texans' schedule next year? By any chance?
Is it already?
It's already out. Who determined who they're going to be playing now? Since they won the division. Okay. First of all,
got a bunch of ones.
They're playing the NFC Central, the Lions, Packers, Bears, and Vikings.
That's not super scary right now.
They're playing the AFC East. The Bills, the Dolphins, the Patriots, and the Jets.
Could be a little tough.
And then there are three games against none of those. Are the Ravens here, the Cowboys there.
Good.
And the Chiefs there.
Good. Chiefs suck. Ravens, it's a revenge game, and the Cowboys are the Cowboys. So we worried about any of those?
Nothing.
You know what I hear? You know what I smell out of that?
You know what I smell?
5-2.
You know what I smell out of that?
5-2.
You ain't playing the last place schedule or the NFC South anymore.
Maybe you didn't hear. Texans don't shine shoes no more.
Well, maybe they need to get back to.
You're already scared in 2024. It's 2023. We're in January 2023. You're already scared about next year's schedule.
It's January 2024.
Okay, yeah, actually, yeah,
you're right. Yeah, it is.
We don't have to be afraid of the fall already.
Well,
they're not all these different. Mariners.
Well, it is different playing a first place schedule.
Absolutely.
As opposed to a last place.
Are you worried about that? We got playoffs now.
Yeah. Yeah, so
Texans will beat the Browns. Browns opened at 2, then they went to 2.5, then they came back down to 2. I think the Texans win that game with C.J. Stroud. I think Flacco's pumpkin I think he turns into a pumpkin. It'll be different for them with C.J. Stroud. I mean, they got to face off against Case Keenum and Davis Mills last time. It's a little different with C.J. Stroud and, frankly, Nico Collins. You know, I really got to reassess Nico. I've always thought he'd be a good number two wide receiver. I mean, in this offense where he's allowed to play his best brand of football, which is keeping his feet moving, not running a bunch of stop routes and intermediate breakers, and you know, he keeps moving with longer passes. He's a wide receiver one. Look at his season. His season yesterday, he was number two in yardage. He had the most yardage for a receiver since DeAndre Hopkins for the Texans. He's only the third receiver in Texans history to reach, I think it's 1,400 yards. There's only been DeAndre and Andre Johnson, obviously. The Texans defense set the team record for sacks. I don't think most people are aware of that. I was shocked. 46 sacks, team record. Granted, it's a game extra, but more than any of the J.J. Watt era Texans, more than the Bulls on Parade 2011 defense. 46 with that pass rush from D'Amico Ryan. So does coaching matter? Yes. Does Nick Caserio, is he going to win Executive of the Year? Yes. But then this offense and this quarterback, look what it's done to unlock Nico Collins.
Yeah.
It's been phenomenal.
No.
And he's going to be expensive.
You got to pay that man. You got to pay that man his money now after that game. 9 targets, 9 catches, 195 yards. And a touchdown. He
including
was
75 on catch one. How did he? Yeah. Well, it's still 8 catches for 125. Still a good game beyond just the loss, or 115 beyond just that, or 120.
120.
I guess, beyond the first. Yeah. I mean, 8 for 120 still a huge game. Yeah. He was great, and he's been great all year long. CJ, we're gonna hear from CJ. We'll hear from D'Amico Ryans in this show, but we also want to hear from you. Many of you,
even without the 75-yard catch, it was 15 yards of catch. You take the 75-yarder out of there.
Well, and that's
how about that?
So that's a good thing about this offense. It's got West Coast concepts, and what that means is basically your feet are always moving, right? They try to hit you on the move so you can catch in yards after the catch, but there's levels. So you have a short and intermediate and deep. On some are just kind of intermediate and deep, and I thought they did a really good job of showing. And if you ever notice this I did some film stuff way back in the day when Kubiak was here, they do a great job of conflicting safeties. So you want to have bait routes that make safety decide, okay, am I going to cover this or cover this? And the quarterbacks can read that safety and make decisions off of it. And C.J. Stroud has been, and so Bobby Slowick must have seen something on tape, because for the first play that he dialed up, was a play-action shot down the field. Well, he had the option. Basically, if the safety dives down, he's got two other options. This is why the idea that he's calling bad plays. This guy doesn't call any plays for this wide receiver. It's dumb. There's plays that a quarterback is supposed to read what the defense gives him. And like Bobby Slowick, it's a great example. That safety bit down instead of backing up, which I don't know why he bit down on
I don't know.
Made no sense with a split safety look to bite down on the tight end coming across, and he was already jammed up too. Like, why he didn't get off his mark and backpedal, but all I know is C.J. Stroud saw it and went, uh-oh. So I wonder if Bobby Slowick saw something on tape that made him believe that they were going to get that look, that they were going to get a
shot.
That's
what they said, and we got the
exact
mark.
They said he probably – now, he also – he may have said that in the meeting. He may have said, we think we got a shot. Our first play is a shot play. Because we saw something on tape with the safety. He may have told them that during the production.
Well, apparently he did.
I mean, the way they were talking,
yes,
they felt like that was going to be the case. Who was the color commentator?
I couldn't hear it. I was at a bar. I
can't remember who it was.
We went to Ducky McSweeney's and watched the game. It was neat. It was fun. We had 10-12 of us over there. It was a lot of fun. We had a great time. And the place just exploded when the pass was incomplete. We got so much to talk about. We got to get it going on right here. We're going to hear from all of the
combatants.
Yeah, all of the people that were so important to that win and to this title. We will do that on the other side. But I got to start with Doc Linville. As a matter of fact, I made an appointment. I'm going to go see him. I'm going to get some PRP done. Get a little boost. The PRP is a great way. It's less expensive, but it's a way to boost. It's like fertilizer for your hair, right? It boosts the growth of your own hair as opposed to the neo-grafting, which is resodding. Okay, so that, look at it in those terms. The PRP is like fertilizing, and the neo-grafting is like sodding. So here's the deal: is do you need to sod? Do you need to fertilize? It's a lot less expensive to fertilize. So give a call or go to the website 975hair.com, and Doc will tell you which one is good for you. And right now, and it ain't lasting long because it is going to go away. You got 50 cents off per graft, neo-graft. You got 50% off each one right now. That could save you up to $1,000 or more at 975hair.com. You're looking for a great way to have hair, and you'll love it. I'm telling you, Doc is awesome. 975hair.com.
ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. You're hooked up with it.
You hooked up with it. You decided to marry it. I told you I wasn't into it. You said it didn't matter.
John plus Lance equals a damn good start to your day. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
So apparently we got hail warnings going on today for the national championship game. We're going to go. I'm going to go tonight to the game.
I got to decide if I'm going to.
You better hurry. I mean, the game's tonight.
Well, I got a media pass. Just go pick it up.
Oh, well.
I don't have to hurry. I just have to get to the JW Marriott.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, it's right here. JW Marriott.
Yeah, no, it's easy.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, you need to go to the game. Were you sitting on the 700 level? Media pass?
No. I can go down on the ground.
Oh, that's nice.
It's fine. It's not the best place to watch a game.
No.
People get so excited. You're on the floor, on the field.
It's not that great.
It's not great.
I did that really for 5 years with the Texans.
I'll be honest with you. I was at the Superdome, and their media is up in their top level, and it actually is not bad. Like, it's actually a pretty good seat. You can see the whole field. Here at NRG Stadium, we're so high. It is the highest I've ever seen.
So you can see the top of their head.
I'm sure there's maybe a higher press box, but I'm not sure if there's a higher press box in the world.
In the world? No, I don't think so.
I think it may be the highest in the world. Press box, but there's also some auxiliary seating at some of these, so we'll see what happens with the game tonight. But the storm comes in around 4 o'clock. We got a chance of getting some rain before then, but it really starts to intensify about 4 o'clock with winds kicking up to 20 miles. Actually, a 20-mile-an-hour wind, John, is going to be taking place like starting at 11 a.m. We're going to have wind. We're going to have different storms coming in, but the heavy stuff could start up around 4 o'clock and last till about 6. And then it really – so for the game, it should be fine, but traveling for the game could be – you guys just – most of you aren't going to the game, but just getting home, you could be in some weather. And then it's going to cool way off after that and get down. And tomorrow morning when you wake up, it'll be back in the 40s.
Okay, that's enough weather.
It's partly cloudy.
No, it's
heavy percent, heavy chance of rain.
What's the dew point again?
There's no dew point. We're concerned about the hail right now.
Okay,
you brought hail to the show.
Yeah, I did bring. I accidentally said something about the weather. Okay, now did you see?
From a family of farmers.
Did you see the picture and actually the video which was played nationally?
Jake Browning's girlfriend. I did.
Oh, not that one.
In the white
suit.
That was
really good. But no, it's even better. It's D'Amico in the hallway. With just sitting there.
Aaron Wilson got it. It's a great shot.
It's a great shot.
Because you also know it's not really as far away enough away, and you kind of know D'Amico. That's not pose. What I saw was a coach who's been through a lot because it's a stressful job. It's a super stressful job. And it's a coach who had a chance to just decompress and think.
Yeah. He's standing outside the locker room. He's up against the wall. I think he's got one leg up against the wall, and he's just got his head down. And you could tell that he is in deep thought. He is, and it's a thankful moment. Here's D'Amico talking about that moment after the game.
During that moment, I was just thankful, really thankful for this, to be in this position, right? To thankful for our guys and the way they fought, like all of everything that we've been through throughout the entire year, just taking it all in and been through a lot of ups and downs for us to grind through the season and find a way. Right, to get an opportunity in the playoffs, it's a special moment, one I always remember. And it was a moment just of gratitude.
It was, yeah, you could just see, you could just, I mean, that's a perfect picture. You know what? He needs to have that picture in his office because that, it really, really sums up a season of whole, it, this is like one of the most unbelievable endings to a season that I can remember. A rookie quarterback, rookie coach, all the injuries. Offense started with the offensive line that you lose your center. You lost your guard. You lost your wide receiver. I thought when Tank went down, okay, there that's the season. It's over. Robert Woods, who started hot, he's gone. Noah Brown, who had a big year, he's gone. You've lost Grenard at times. You've lost Anderson at times. You've lost just a – you lost – Jimmy Ward was there and not there I don't know how many times. Stingley didn't play in seven games. I mean, it's guy after guy after guy. And you're division champs?
Well, I mean – Yeah, you can make whatever excuses. Like, it's not a good division. You played a terrible schedule and all that stuff. The Texans were part of being a favorable schedule. That organization was the most favorable matchup you could have for 3 years. D'Amico Ryans and with the help of obviously Nick Caseri in the offseason and just incredible play that I talked to John Beck. Right? John Beck is, I think I'm going to try to get him on the show. He's West Coast. Try to get him on the show. He worked with CJ Stroud. I thought it was just last year before the draft, but he's actually been working with CJ Stroud for a few years. And I was talking to him about, you know, CJ and the poise and the maturity level that I, you know, there were some issues when he was, there were some issues of immaturity in his background. And I don't see any of them in the pros. Like, I was concerned about it, some of the stuff I heard. I don't see any of them. I see the exact opposite. I see the guy who is just, you know, I'm just praying it doesn't turn into another Deshaun thing where it looks a certain way coming in. And it's not that because he looks like, I mean, he conducts himself like one of the most serious game-minded quarterbacks in the league already, and it's awesome. And John Beck said, you know, honestly, Lance, he goes, we knew he's a smart kid. We knew, you know, we all know about his talent. He said, you watch tape, you saw what he could do. He said, but none of us saw this, like, this caught everybody by surprise how well he's played. And he goes, sometimes you just grow up fast. And I said, he made a comment about a quarterback. He talked to a veteran quarterback who helped him see things differently. He goes, I don't know who that would be. He goes, you know, I was a veteran quarterback in the league. He said, we have other guys who are coaches here. And he goes, maybe he's talking about me, but I don't know who he's talking about. He said, but I can tell you this. We would talk about situations. What happens when you've won four games in a row? And you, he said, we would go through all these ups and downs, and we go through the mental situations of being a quarterback. John Beck was actually here with Gary Kubiak years ago, which I didn't realize. He was here in 2012, I think he was, and they brought Case Keenum in off practice squad, and John Beck ended up getting cut. But John Beck was here. He was with the Shanahans in Washington for a while, so he knows Bobby Slowick real well because, you know, he was on that staff, and he just, and the Texans talked to him and spoke with him before because there was a little dust, there was just a little, a thing that happened pre-draft between Slowick and CJ Stroud, but it didn't end up being anything. It was just, you know, kind of a little battle of wills, and CJ is very coachable. Slowick loves him. They love each other. Yep. And I tell you what, it's just, I think that I don't know that you can give, do you give one to CJ more than D'Amico, one to D'Amico more than CJ? I think it's even.
That's so funny because I was on a show, a betting show on Thursday or Friday, whatever. And they asked me, so who gets most credit for CJ? And I was like, he goes, is it Slowick? Is it D'Amico? Is it? I said, it's CJ. I mean, right? I mean,
ultimately, I think that's ultimately the right answer.
I mean, the kid is just, he's unflappable. He is so clutch. There's no moment too big. Everything about him has been, he almost played a perfect game. I mean, I don't remember. He made a throw over the middle, and it was I think it might have been the one that was dropped that was right in his hands, but he was getting waylaid by somebody coming into the pocket, and he got hit. And CJ threw couldn't even step into it.
And I wasn't a catch.
I don't remember. I think it was
to Schultz.
No, it was. It was to 19.
Hutchinson.
It was to Hutchinson, and Hutchinson comes over the middle, and he had three guys around him, but it was perfect. The ball was perfect.
You know,
it was like, how in the hell did he get that ball? That was the throw, I thought, of the year for CJ.
Well, the scramble play where he kept it alive and then threw it into a space where only Nico could get it. And because it looked like he's throwing it up for grabs, but the reality is he's throwing it to a space. And they were able to, you know, Nico was able to run over and grab that. That was another play that was unbelievable. I mean, this is the thing. You're right. Yeah, coach's job is to make you better. But we saw in the Georgia game in college, CJ's ability to have games like this against a game like that against the very best talent. Not only this year, he had a season like that. Obviously, not every game is the highest highs, but he had basically what amounts to a season like that. So we already saw it, even if it was a kind of a one-game flash, that type of elite talent. All Bobby Slowick did was do the best job to unlock it for him, which he did a great job. You know, he did his job to an outstanding level. Then you had D'Amico doing his job, which is giving CJ what he needs as a head coach, because CJ had a great relationship with Ryan Day, has a great relationship with D'Amico Ryans. So they did their jobs. Mm-hmm. But you're right. Ultimately,
the kid.
You know, sometimes you say, okay, Jalen had a great year last year, but I think Shane Steichen really did help him a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think that was a very big deal. You look at CJ Stroud, I think these guys just foster the best of CJ Stroud, but CJ Stroud's doing this. This is CJ.
Yep. And here's CJ talking about what it has meant to be in this organization now since day one.
The conversation I had on the phone with Mr. McNair when I got drafted, it was like, man, like God sent him like to be a part of my life, and Mr. McNair has been amazing as well. Just like, because I mean, it's my first team, so I really don't know, but like a lot of my teammates say, man, a lot of other places aren't like that, you know, so I'm just blessed enough to be with them through this time, you know, and D'Amico is the perfect guy for this job, man. He brings something out of his players that, like, is indescribable, just like that strain, that mental stability, that toughness that he talks about. So, man, I can do nothing but just be appreciative and just be thankful for where I was picked and, like, the situation we're in now. And it's just been a blessing.
I promise you he wasn't thinking that on draft day. When he went to the Texans, I don't know if he thinks
like that. I don't know that.
I know for a fact he was not that super excited about being a Texan. After the little dust up he had and all that, this was not the spot. He didn't think he was going to be a Texan. I can tell you that. He definitely didn't think he was going to be a Texan. And I think there were concerns for him because he was going to an organization that was terrible. And now look at him. He's praising Mr. McNair and Mrs. McNair. The organization.
What was
it's
neat.
A great spot.
Did you
it's
hear
better.
Him right after the game? He gave all. But if you're a believer,
oh,
I mean, it was heartfelt. He was. Yeah. He was crying.
I know there's people who are.
He's real about his.
No,
faith.
No, no. He was when it was Tim Tebow. It's like corny. This and now you can't really say anything about CJ Stroud. Like, and everything is Jesus and God and walk with him. And it's just, you know, there's people just going, oh, I wish I could say something.
He's real about this now. He's real about it.
Well, and he, you know, I was talking to my dad about it a little bit, and he said, and my dad didn't, just a little background. He didn't grow up like, when I grew up, we didn't go to church. When I grew up, it was football on Saturday with the Cougars, University of Houston. And then Sunday we'd watch Coach's Show, and it was, you know, we'd get home late and all that stuff. So we didn't go to church growing up. And so, you know, he did when he was young in Kansas and on the farm, blah, blah, blah. And he started going back to church later in life. And he, you know, because he said, I was sitting there after I won a Super Bowl and just felt empty on the field. He said, I just felt empty. I won the Super Bowl and it felt like, well, now what? You know, it didn't give him like this happiness that he thought it would be after his whole career. And so we were just talking yesterday, and I said, yeah, CJ's a real faith-based guy, because I don't think he had ever seen CJ talk before. And he said, well, and I said, but his calm, and I was talking about his calm and this, that, and the other with him and D'Amico Ryans. He goes, well, both of those guys, you know, he said, people can say what they want about the people who are, you know, kind of faith-based, but there's a calm that you have with those kind of guys a lot of time. And he goes, I know D'Amico has it, but it looks like the C.J. Stroud kid has it.
He really does. He really does. And it was real after that game, his interview and how he broke down. Taking a break here in 14 minutes. What did you learn this weekend?
He's super real. There's no cliches from him.
No.
None.
What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? That's coming up in about 14 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. If you want to get in here, we got all kinds of sound that we haven't even gotten to yet. So we'll do that on the other side as well. But if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. I'm looking right now at the Daisy Dip, Creamy Ranch Dip, and French Onion Dip, and it's making me hungry. Bruh, this is a great way to snack while you're watching a game. This is a great way to snack if you got people coming over. You could put out a nice dip like this, and everybody's like, wow, that is fantastic. And people love the dip. So you're going to have the chips out there. You're not going to have the dip. Of course you're going to have the dip. Daisy Dip has been – Daisy has been making sour cream forever, and now they've got the Daisy Dip, Creamy Ranch Dip, and French Onion Dip. Pick it up. They're delicious. You're going to love it. Everybody who comes over is going to love it. It's all a Daisy Dip. Go when you're at the store today. Pick up some Daisy Dip, French Onion Dip, or Creamy Ranch Dip.
ESPN 97.5.com on the Chase Long.
On the Chase Long, on the Chase Long, on the Chase Long, all day long, on the Chase Long.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lance and John. Scratch that. Reverse it.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. I listened to all the sound from after the game, and by far the best was Will Anderson. Did you see this? Have you seen this interview?
No.
So let's play the whole thing. You have got to imagine Will Anderson about as excited as you could be. He was, you want to talk about, real. Dude was thrilled to be where he is and where the Texans are right now. Here's the exchange with Will Anderson after the game.
This is what you live for as a little kid, man. And to see everybody's dream coming true, man. Like, just starting at rec ball, backyard football, college. And then you get here, and these are the type of games that you live for, man. And I know that everybody's super excited, man. We just got to keep going, keep doing us better, man, and just keep grinding and being gritty and just keep. I'm so hyped right now, man.
There's a lot of people talking about the postseason, saying if they can get in, the Texans, you better look out. Uh-huh. Is that the feeling inside here?
Of course, man. Yeah. I don't say that. We just say you don't want to see a pissed off Texans, man. But it's amazing the type of guys we got in here, man. Yeah. The type of guys, we got special guys all over the place, man. And I'm like just so happy to be a part of this, man. Like, I just got to give a huge shout out to my teammates, man. Because them guys, man, I would rather not be on any team but this team.
So you took care of your job today. You're in the playoffs tomorrow. You could be AFC South champs, depending on what happens. You get to sit back and relax. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do tomorrow?
You get to chill during all the football.
Ain't no chilling. We got work to do, man. Hey, we got to recover. We got to rest, man. We got to get back to it, man. It ain't no chilling.
If that's not a Texans T-shirt this week, ain't no chilling. Ain't no chilling with Will Anderson's face on it. If that's not a T-shirt, then people have done a piss poor job.
Then you're piss
Renegade
poor fan.
Texans, Apollo Media. If you guys don't have,
ain't no chilling.
If you don't have, ain't no chilling with Will Anderson's, you know,
his hair. No, just the hair.
Yeah,
you could just tell his like Cal's. You don't need Cal. You could see the outline of his head.
Well, Will does wear a helmet the whole game.
No. But you know what Will's look. Right?
Well, yeah, but a lot of people probably don't.
It ain't DeBrat, like you said. You don't trust your quarterback because he looks like DeBrat.
I do now. Okay. I do now. That was before.
No, the Will Anderson hair with Ain't No Chillin', that's strong.
Well, so I was doing a write-up on Dallas Turner, the pass rusher for Alabama, and he doesn't stack up to Will Anderson, by the way. You look at it, there's some good stuff and all that, but... And I was talking to somebody who's inside the Alabama program about him, and he's like, oh, yeah, he's this, and this. And unsolicited, he goes, now, look, he ain't Will Anderson. He said, Will was the best leader, the biggest dog on the team. Like, Will Anderson is just built different. Will has edge. Will every Will lives and breathes football when he's laying at home in bed. When he's laying at home at night, I imagine he's just doing push-ups. And he said, that's Will Anderson. He goes, you know, he's a different breed. And I didn't, you know, I'd heard some stuff like that, but I didn't realize until I talked to this guy that he painted a complete picture of Will Anderson, and that completely makes sense when I've watched him the whole year. So you got two of those guys. And think about this. We just heard from the second pick and the third pick. I'm so lucky and so blessed to be in Houston. Other organizations, I heard players say it's not like it is here. Will Anderson, I would rather be nowhere else than this team. Okay, two things that come to mind. Holy crap, what a turnaround. But the second thing is, this is why I never buy into everyone saying, well, if you have this ownership or this, no one will want to come here. No one will want to play here. Free agents won't come. Guess what? Everyone likes to win. It doesn't matter. People make too big a deal about no one will want to come here.
No one did want to come here because they weren't winning. It was a crap organization. There is some validity to that.
No, there's not when you start winning.
Different. Did you want to be here 2 years ago or 3 years ago? No one did.
But look how fast it turns around. You can't act like it's always going to be.
Because at the top it changed. Because of Hannah.
No,
because
you...
Hannah... Casario, okay. D'Amico, bingo.
Okay.
Now you got a combination.
What did Hannah – look, I think Hannah's been
by
very
By the way,
NBC
– who was – what was the game on NBC? No.
ESPN.
You just showed Cal after the game?
So that was my tweet, and I got 1,500 likes on him. This clearly shows that you don't – the production crew doesn't know the real deal.
No.
They don't know the real deal. But I do want to say, look – we all give Hannah credit for a lot of this, and we should. And behind the scenes, I think she's extremely important. But what has she done? I think the most important thing that she has done, from what I can tell, is break from under the spell of Jack Easterby and get rid of him. That was the most important thing.
Yep.
I think, you know, I think any of us could have hired D'Amico Ryans. I don't think that was a hard move, a hard job. Did they listen to Greg Grissom, the team president, and tighten up the... I think Hannah was probably good at saying, hey, we need to upgrade this. You know, I've been to the Rockets because she's more hip. She probably thinks, you know, the Rockets have a bad team, but they have a good in-game experience. They're more hip, the basketball team. And one of the big things the Texans did before they changed the football, the football playing, was they just, you know, they actually... the in-game stuff is better. They've modernized. It sounds like a little deal, but the whole thing needed to be upgraded. Instead of the corny Texans presentation, it finally was a hip Texans presentation.
Yeah.
So all that stuff, the ancillary stuff mattered. I think Hannah was a big part of that. The football stuff was a combination of Nick and D'Amico, obviously. So yeah, it took everyone, but it also can change that quickly. This was the biggest embarrassment of an organization that I maybe had ever been a part of as a fan, what had happened for 3 years. And now it's the cool kids.
Yep.
This is how quickly it can happen.
You know, they hired a new marketing guy.
Worst to first, right?
Yeah.
Happened with Jacksonville. Texans just went worst to first. They just did it again.
It used to happen a lot in the NFC South. It happened every year it can happen in the NFL.
With 3 wins,
unlike
to 10
any
wins?
Other league. Really.
Was it 4 wins last year? Or 3 wins?
It was 3 wins.
3 to 10.
Oh no! That's the biggest percentage change in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's how quickly it can happen.
Yep.
So that's why I don't. The idea that everything's going to be terrible forever, you can't think that way
this doesn't happen that often. No. You don't go from 3 to 10.
What's miraculous in this kind of organization?
Right. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, 713-780-3776. What did you? And this better be a good one. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? It's next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Right now, I'm learning about Home Bank. Home Bank is a place that you get your money on, people. Home Bank has a deal for you right now. That Home Bank is offering an annual percentage yield of 5.45% on a 9-month CD. This is good money, people. This is a great rate that you're going to get on a 9-month CD. You can also take advantage of 5.25 8% APY on a 14-month CD. But the minimum balance for these rates is just $2,500. You're going to want to put more in it than that. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to score big, big returns with Home Bank, with a Home Bank CD. Home Bank has locations all over the city: River Oaks, Sugar Land, Gulf Freeway, Clear Lake, Friendswood. They've been doing this forever, 115 years. They've been doing this. Business and personal banking solutions for every need and competitive rates like the 5.45 or the 5.25. Visit home24bank.com for more information. Good for business, good for life. Home Bank, member FDIC.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Watch out, door.
Whoa, watch out, says that bird.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
All right, 746, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. It's that time where we play What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence. So you get one sentence to tell us what you learned. We got some spots open, and as soon as somebody gets off, you can get in as well. It's 713-780-3776.
Come on, slowpoke.
I'm gonna start.
Go ahead.
I learned this weekend that it's better to be Jake Browning than I thought. Enough said. All. It is better to be Jake Browning than I thought.
Fair.
There you go. That's it.
And he's
did you learn anything this weekend?
What did I learn this weekend?
Okay.
I'm trying
okay.
to stay out of draft. I'm trying to stay
we'll
out
come
of draft
back to you because you yeah, don't obviously you didn't have the, you didn't have one ready. Uh-uh. All right, let's go. Matt, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey guys, I learned that DJ Stroud is what
it sounded like he melted down there.
He did melt down.
Got nervous. He said, I just can't do this anymore.
CJ Stroud is the... I didn't get... Did he say a bad word or something?
No, I think he just panicked.
He just melted down. Melted, yeah. There was yeah, some meltage. We've had
okay,
meltage.
Guys, listen.
We've had meltage.
If you're new to this, I know we're going to have a lot of new listeners today because you're checking in on Sports Talk whenever, you know, the Texans have just done something incredible, which no one thought they could do, and so you want to play this game. What you do is tell us in one sentence something that you learned today.
Yeah.
I mean, that you learned this week.
Right.
This weekend. 713-780-3776. It could be sports-related. It could be non-sports-related.
A lot of times it's not.
What
a lot of times,
it
usually Tom is here, and Tom weekend. Usually has something that he learned
well,
about a woman.
Let's see what Tom, for example.
Here.
For example, here's Tom.
Here's Tom.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
What I learned this weekend is after all these years, when the Cabo girlfriend gets single and lonely, she's going to call.
Okay. Yes. All right.
Sometimes
that's always that's fun.
Like that.
Listen, that's fun when the Cabo girlfriend calls.
Absolutely.
When she gets lonely.
Absolutely.
She gets the Cabo girlfriend. I don't have a Cabo girlfriend, so I don't know. So Tom had to tell me that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a Cabo.
We live vicariously through Tom.
Through Tom to his girlfriends. Chris, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that the Atlanta Falcons coach got his feelings hurt on Sunday.
Did you see it? What happened?
Oh, yeah.
I learned. Okay. I know what I learned now.
Jameis Winston.
I learned that Jameis Winston is the first quarterback ever to call an audible out of a victory formation.
That's it.
What a dumbass.
How funny is that? Man, was Arthur Smith pissed. He's even more pissed today because he lost his job.
And Dennis, that's how he goes out.
Yeah.
With a victory formation touchdown.
Oh, my God.
And Dennis Allen has to sit there. I'm sorry. I
didn't.
That's bull.
Yo, man, he was pissed. Man, was he pissed. Mito, what'd you learn this weekend?
Hey, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Hey, welcome in.
I'd like to we learned that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ answered our prayers and gave us a good coach. Go Texas, baby.
Yep. I don't know how much Jesus had to do with the hiring, but okay. We should give him credit for everything. So, yeah, we're going to give him credit for D'Amico,
Jesus
too.
Jesus likes CJ.
He might.
Jesus seems to like CJ.
He does like
CJ.
Well,
likes
CJ
Jesus?
Likes Jesus.
Yeah, it starts there.
Wait, it feels like Jesus likes CJ too. It feels
some of
like
those
it.
Throws.
Yep.
Some of those like throws. It. I felt like there was something holy going on. There was a Holy Ghost explosion out on that field.
Mark, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
that the Texans-Cowboys Super Bowl is still a possibility.
Oh, yeah. Texans-Cowboys
Keep Super hope Bowl. Alive.
Okay. I don't think the Cowboys can get there, per se, but
it's going to be hard for them.
All right.
Yeah.
It's going to be really a little bit tougher.
It's going to be tough for them to get out, but we got Joe Flacco.
Right.
This is an exciting playoffs. You got Joe Flacco. You've got Mason Rudolph. You're playing the hits.
Wow. Let's get Jay in here. Jay, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Yes, I learned that Hannah McNair is my celebrity crush.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. Hannah McNair right now, the way she's... Did you see her photo? Did you see her bomb the cameras? You may not have seen. She goes, woo!
Oh, yeah.
She did her Texans paw. She did her Texans horns.
She was
up.
Crying on the way out of the stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She is into this. And
yeah.
I mean, she had to live with it.
Yeah. No. She had. Remember the picture of her where she looked like Stephen Hawking in the chair?
I 100% thought back to that this weekend. Like,
yeah.
Remember when she was, this is how Texans football was? She is an embodiment of the city of Houston.
Right.
Right now, this is, I don't know that you could get more popular than Hannah McNair right now.
No, Hannah McNair is right up there at the top. No, she's right there. Keith.
And she's cougary?
Yeah.
I mean, she's cougary. I'm just saying.
Another man's wife.
I think I'm stating a fact. Del,
it's another man's wife.
No. Okay. I'm just saying. She's that's the
vibe. Disrespectful.
Del, you can speak
it's
to it.
It's disrespectful.
No, I didn't say.
A little bit. Cougars are on the loose. Okay.
She's not looking for that.
She's not cougary.
Wait, they're not on the loose, right?
Yes, they are. That's the whole point of being a cougar.
A cougar is.
She's not a cougar.
I'm not allowed to say the other one, M-I-L. No.
Well, you've already spelled
it. Well, I thought cougar is just a mindset, just an...
No,
it's not a mindset. It's actually
what they're attempting to do.
Yeah, they're on the loose.
And she's not doing that.
Yeah. No, she's not doing that, but she's... Look, the city has a crush on her.
You couldn't have just said she's an attractive woman.
Yeah, she's an attractive woman.
She's an attractive woman, and the city has a crush on her, and she's and she is the embodiment of the fan base. Actually, in an owner suite.
Thank you.
Is that fair?
Thank you.
Yes. All that was fine.
That's
the
fine.
Stuff before
long. Yeah. It's faster.
Well,
than
it's
Cougary.
Only one sentence. So let's get to Keith. Keith, what'd you learn in one sentence?
Hey guys, I learned this weekend that after a year in between starts, Carson Wentz still has some juice.
Carson Wentz does not have. Beat it, Keith, with Carson Wentz. For those of you that are new to the show, Keith calls about Carson Wentz.
He was so excited that
twice
Wentz
or three
got
times
shot.
A week. Bobby, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that after 4 years, seeing that Texans wild card at 4:30 on Saturday hit like crack in the 80s.
Yeah.
It's
what they do.
It does hit like crack in the
80s. It's the seventh time. And it's the seventh time they got the Saturday afternoon game.
I've never been more excited about it.
I know. It's great, but it's still, man, I thought they'd be Saturday night. Or C.J. Stroud. Did anybody see it? It's the Chiefs. Well, listen, it's even better, though. Did you see the Chiefs are on Peacock and that's it? That's it.
What?
The Texans are on NBC and Peacock. The Chiefs are on Peacock.
No, that can't be true.
It's the truth.
You don't have a Saturday night football game?
Yes, Peacock.
They've been promoting that for a while.
Yes.
So they're doing this to force people into Peacock.
Yes.
And, you know, somebody tweeted out. Power move. They're trying to get all the Swifties to sign up for Peacock.
Oh.
Power move by
Roger
Goodell.
I never thought about that.
Who's next? Kevin, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence? Kevin, you there?
Yeah. I'm here.
Go ahead.
I got one question, buddy. So can Mondays be considered the weekend?
Mondays? No, last Monday or today? Okay, today. Go.
No, like today.
Go. Yeah, you got one sentence. One sentence, Kev. Do it.
Ain't no chill, bro. Ain't no chill. I learned ain't no chill.
Ain't no chill.
Ain't no chill. That's what you learned
this weekend. Will Anderson,
ain't no chill.
Yeah, that's why he asked if Monday counts.
If you learned it this morning.
He said it over the weekend.
That's right. He did say it over the weekend.
So we'll count that.
David, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that you two are...
David, you...
David. David's so funny.
It's so niche.
Lou, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Ain't no chili.
I learned that Paul Gallant came out of the closet by butt-chugging a Bud Light and spraying it everywhere like champagne.
He was spraying Bud Light all over? I didn't see that.
Was he?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
No, the guy said he was butt-chugging Bud Light.
Oh, Why is Paul catching
well,
it?
Well, Paul had a video cast. Apparently, he takes a video cast during the game.
I don't know if you guys heard, but Spencer says he's not gay anymore or something.
I don't think he ever was.
Well, I don't know. He
leans into that.
Right.
People saying that about him, he leans into it. But Paul, now, will he have Texas stuff on today?
Absolutely.
100%.
And a cowboy hat, probably.
You think cowboy hat?
Probably. Yeah.
Predict what Paul wears today.
Okay. Underrated mess. What'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that Titan fans are super sensitive.
Oh.
No, they have been. They have been super sensitive. But
you know
what?
We thank them.
Yeah. I mean, thank you, Vrabel.
Thank you.
You know, I loved that game this weekend. I love the Titans against the Jaguars. Jaguars play bad, and Vrabel doesn't care. Vrabel will keep his team playing.
Yep.
Vrabel will keep his team playing.
For him.
I know they looked terrible against the Texans, but I thought they had a very legitimate chance to win this game.
Oh, you shut it all down, though? You shut it down.
Do you know that I had
We want to keep going.
My
I don't care about the time.
My score prediction
People
and game analysis.
People want to give one sentence.
Yeah, what do you... Oh, you know, there's corporate
Dell.
Oh,
no, that's Dolphin Dell.
Company Mandel.
He's all pissed off.
Or they can just call the other side. I don't care how many segments it goes, but stay on top.
You know that? You can't even talk.
I was talked throughout this segment. What the hell are you talking
about? No, you're because your team... Look, Jason McIntyre
just told
you.
We lost the game.
Get Michael
Penix.
You get a new left-handed Tua. This one has two ACL tears and two shoulder injuries.
Yeah.
Your other one has concussions.
Look at him.
I don't know what you want me to respond to. You want me to add my brand of nonsense to a Texan celebration? Because that's not what I do. I don't celebrate
thing.
The Texans.
No, but you're shutting this down.
You're shutting it down.
We
early.
Had a segment
a fun
where people
time.
Wanted
we had
to get
two
in.
More. We had at least two to three more or that we could have got in.
Well, I was 7:56. Sure. That's time to go.
Okay,
to break.
Everybody, Dell's a jerk.
Dell's, like,
Dell's a jerk today
to
because the Dolphins
Hard
lost.
It actually is time to go.
Hard out.
Okay.
Okay, let's keep doing it on the other side.
Yeah, I don't care if you do it on the other side.
Okay. You want to keep everyone on the line and let them get in, John, on the other side?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
If people want to continue,
okay,
what did
that's
you learn
fine.
This weekend in one sentence?
I'm not sure why you limit it to one segment if people
look
still want to call
he
in.
Just dabbed with
tornado
a spin
dab. Tornado dab.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, we got to have high winds and hail today. I don't know if you heard. But that's another story. What else is a story? Is maybe Dell needs to be called by HR&P. Maybe HR needs to step in on his attitude today.
What HR?
If that
woman down the hall?
Yeah. No. She
H-R-P.
Calls HR&P.
She'll
That's
call Chris
happens.
Fisher to come in here and rough you up.
Yeah, Chris Fisher might
so
come and punch you in the
So the HR department comes and beats up employees?
Yeah.
Maybe, I wish.
Maybe.
I wish.
That would be great.
I don't think they'll do that, but.
That would be awesome if Chris Fisher came and beat you up.
I wish Chris Fisher would try.
Had a bunch of
I wish he would come down
All
here.
All right, because
we'll come down
he's
there
a good act.
And straighten things out. It's your business.
Yeah.
HR&P. We'll come down and give them the what for. If they get a little mouthy, HR&P will come in and get things straightened up.
Thank you.
That's how HR&P should be.
That's how HR should be. And you know, that's not the way HR&P goes about it. But that's, you know, that's another story. That's the way we'd like it to happen. But it's not happening that way. Here's the deal is they'll handle all of your HR needs. Here's the deal. They're going to handle all your payroll needs. They're going to handle all your tax needs. They're experts in the Affordable Care Act. They have all different options for you with your 401k and your benefit packages and your insurance packages. They're not going to stick you with the ones that they are selling because they don't sell those. What they do is payroll, HR, and taxes. And if you're looking for that kind of company that is going to save you money, let them come and break down your company, and they're going to see how much money that they can save you. And trust me, it could be substantial. All at HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, right where you belong.
The rest belongs to me. Welcome to Shawshank.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter interior paint is a paint and primer in one with a tough, lasting formula. It provides great scrub resistance and durability with remarkable hide and a smooth finish. Save big on Dutch Boy's DuraFighter paint and start your next project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big.